We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 5 o'clock hour, thanks to a Peak Performance for Men, chance for you to win some tickets to go and see the Washington Nationals take on the St. Louis Cardinals. I'm pulling for the Nationals. Look, the Red Sox have been out of it since, well, a long time. What can I tell you? So I'm pulling for the Nats. And then I was pulling for the Braves, but that didn't quite work out either. So it's Nationals all the way. Our good friend Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, joining us. Jimmy, thank you for being here.
Jeff, I just came in from hanging the black bunting on the house and in dealing with this yet again, another Atlanta postseason collapse, my friend. So let's move along. There's far more important topics to talk about.
Oh, all right. I want some sympathy, some empathy, some compassion, but you're just saying you're taking a lap and walking it off.
Oh, my man. It is, last week could not have been any worse in Atlanta sports history. I mean, the Falcons bookended with two bad losses, one to the Texans and then one yesterday, again, where they lose on a missed point after attempt at the end of the game against Arizona. The Braves have those two just horrific losses, including the one 10-inning first inning in Game 5. And then University of Georgia gets upset by South Carolina. Georgia Tech loses. Dogs and cats are living together, Jeff. It's just craziness and insanity in Atlanta right now.
All right. Well, we will we'll send somebody to check on you every 15 minutes, Jimmy, to make sure that you're okay. But just remember, there's always the Patriots.
Oh, sweet. You had to bring that up now, too, because that was a subtle 28-3 dig, wasn't it, Jeff?
All right, so let's move on to something that is
more pleasant.
The Operation Varsity Blues. Now, I don't know, Jimmy, how closely you have followed this, but for some folks, because it's got Hollywood types in it, it's really attracted a lot of attention. And the one lady, this Lori Loughlin, had said from the beginning, hey, I'm not pleading guilty to anything. We're going to court. And all around her, everybody else who was offered a plea deal has essentially said, yep, you got it. I'll do it. So what's the latest? And is she is she setting herself up for a world of hurt by not going with the deal?
Yes. Short answer is absolutely. Yeah. And just so that your listeners that are probably scratching their heads again and going, why is the federal government involved in college entrance, provisions. And here's the reason why. It's not a victimless crime. For every student that gets into a college illegally or gets into a college because they had an unfair advantage, it is unfair to a student that was more qualified and more deserved and doesn't get to go. So you really have the opposite ends of the spectrum here with these two well-known actresses, Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin. Felicity Huffman basically does what, in this instance, when you are caught dead to rights, and there's a reason why the federal government has a 95% conviction rate. We don't take you to trial unless we have the goods on you. And Felicity Huffman elected to take a plea. That's what we refer to in the criminal justice system as a acceptance of responsibility. Judges and juries look favorably on that. I think she got 14 days. I think she reports on October 25th. She's going to have to pay a $30,000 fine and do 250 hours of community service. However, Lori Loughlin, complete different position. She's taken this to trial, or so she indicates at this point. I think her next trial date is set for January 17th. She doesn't have to be there. It's what we call a pre-trial meeting. And I believe in this instance, the judge, when she is convicted, and she will be if she goes to trial, the judge is going to send a harsh message here. So I am guessing that if she does not take a plea, which can happen up to the 11th hour, she will be sentenced substantially more than the 14 days that Felicity Huffman received, Jeff.
Wow. So is your sense that it was just Lori Loughlin and her husband saying, hey, we didn't do anything wrong and we're going to do whatever we want to do? Was it a failure on her attorney's part? Because I've got to think, Jimmy, as you point out, The feds are not prosecuting parking tickets. By the time there's a charge brought by a U.S. attorney, you can pretty much turn out the lights.
Yeah, no, I think this instance, you got to remember that attorneys are only there to provide counsel. They cannot make you take a plea. They cannot make you go to trial. They can't make you testify on your own behalf. They are simply there to provide counsel. Now, in this instance, I have no idea what their attorney counseled them. You know, I look at this and I go, is this just that kind of that elitist arrogance that says, you know, I'm not going to jail and you're not going to convict me on this and I'm going to spend, you know, boatloads of money to defend myself in this. And look, she's entitled to a robust defense. And so good luck to her. My guess here, Jeff, and I'll circle back to you if this happens and I'll be smug and say, see, I told you so. I think that there will be a settled plea sometime before this case ever gets to trial.
Fair enough. Now, my assessment, Jimmy, was that her attorney's counsel to her should have been, take the plea now, today. Here's the paperwork. Initial there.
100%. But, yeah. But again, you are, you know, you're the boss. When you are provided counsel or you get your own counsel, you're the boss. And In this instance, she's electing right now to play hardball. This could possibly be some pretrial maneuvering and strategy. That's not out of the realm of possibility. I believe that she'll take a plea. If she goes to trial, she will be crushed here.
Fair enough. Jimmy Galliano is joining us, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. Jimmy, one of your favorite people is going to be the subject of a four-part miniseries. And former FBI director James Comey is that particular guy. And I would think that the only regret Mr. Comey has about the miniseries is that he won't be playing himself, correct?
The same man that last August, I believe it was, at the Aspen Ideas Festival was interviewed by Katie Couric and famously said, when she asked him what he felt like his legacy should be, he said, I hope to be forgotten. But he has certainly not exited stage left and continues to stay in the fight on this and do it through social media and do it through appearances and book tours and things like that. Look, he's a private citizen, Jeff. Just like me and you, he's allowed to weigh in where he sees fit and to be quiet where he sees fit. It ain't helping the FBI, and I think that's something that most disappoints me in Mr. Comey. He doesn't realize that every time he opens his mouth, it damages the FBI that I have to believe he loved. He was in it for 3 years, 8 months, and 5 days, so I have to believe that as director, he loves the organization, but he's not doing us any favors right now, Jeff.
So is that just the sense of Jimmy Galliano, or as you talk to other agents, are you getting the same sort of feedback, like, hey, we promise we'll miss you, but you got to go away?
Yeah, you know, Jeff, I think you and I have touched on this before. The FBI, like any organization, certainly isn't a monolith of ideas. There are people that hear my views on Mr. Comey or on the 2016 investigation into Hillary Rodham Clinton's emails or in the 2017 Russia investigation, and they think that I'm dead wrong. And there are people that think that I'm spot on. You know, the FBI is a more conservative organization. I think if you were to look at it, you know, political demographic, it is probably a little bit more of a conservative organization than, say, the State Department. But that doesn't mean everybody feels the same way. But I do hear people that are, you know, that didn't vote for Donald Trump and that are adamantly opposed to this president's policies who still believe that Jim Comey is doing damage to the FBI every time he gets on TV or does a print interview or goes on a book tour or tweets something out in response to the president.
Fair enough. Now, as we talk about Russia, we talk about the impending impeachment and all the rest of this, hiding somewhere in the background is the Department of Justice Inspector General. There's a report that we're told could be as long as an old-style telephone book that is about to drop. Are you hearing the same thing?
Yeah, and Jeff, I don't have any inside information. I'm hearing the same thing you are through open channels. Look, I mean, this investigation entailed, I believe, somewhere of upwards of a million different records that had to be searched and read through and analyzed. Over 100 interviews of folks that came back from multiple interviews. All that stuff has to be collated and analyzed and checked against and verified. That's laborious work there. So we know that about a month ago, the Inspector General, Mr. Horowitz, made the announcement that it was done. Obviously, the people that were cited in it had to see a copy of it prior to this going public. I think it gets released to the Senate, if I'm not mistaken here, the Senate Judiciary Committee. Mm-hmm. People think it could be as soon as Friday. I am hearing through channels that that it does cover more than just the Pfizer abuses that people are concerned about. And Jeff, I know that it's funny, you and I have spoken, I forget what the topic was, and we talked about Occam's razor one time.
Yes.
We laughed and said, you know, Occam's razor is the simplest answer is usually the correct one. Well, there's a corollary to Occam, and it's Hanlon's razor. And it says, never attribute to malice that which one can, you know, adequately explain away by stupidity or incompetence. And I'm going to go on record here and say, I believe that there are going to be a number of sightings here of things that were handled wrong.
Okay.
I am going to argue that I believe that the Inspector General is going to find that there were mistakes made, but that they weren't made by a partisan cabal. Now, that's putting you know, people like Mr. Strzok and Ms. Page and others, putting that aside and the text messages. When it just came to the FISAs, four separate FISC, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court judges signed off on those. So four of them reviewed them. What I think they're going to be dinged for is, remember the dossier, the infamous, not the famous, but the infamous dossier that no one less than Mr. Comey said was salacious and unverified. Remember,
yes,
this was,
yes,
Oppo research that the Clinton campaign had contracted Fusion GPS to put together. Well, Mr. Steele had been fired by the FBI. If you do things wrong, like you don't follow the rules, the Attorney General guidelines rules for being a source, and he was a source for the FBI on this, you get fired. And he had been leaking and sharing information with the media. The FBI fired him. Then after Mr. Trump fires Mr. Comey, Mr. McCabe, who was then the acting director of the FBI at the time, had him brought back on board. I believe that will probably be one of the citations there where the FBI gets dinged quite hard on, because it goes against the Attorney General's guidelines, and you can't say, well, this case involved the president versus this case, or the incoming president, and this other case involved a low-level drug dealer, so we're going to handle it this way here and this way here. So that's my guess on that one, Jeff.
All right. Well, I will look forward to having you back to fully analyze that once it's been released. Oh, and by the way, I don't know if you were listening the other day, our mutual friend Adam Lee, formerly the special agent in charge of the Richmond field office, would like to know, Jimmy, in no uncertain terms, are you coming to town or not?
Well, you know, it's funny that you teed that one up for me, because, look, you might have a milkshake, and Adam and I, who Adam was one of my former colleagues at the FBI, and as your listeners know, he's now, you know, one of the senior security chiefs over at Dominion Energy. You have a milkshake, and Adam and I don't. But I don't know if you realize this. Do you know that Adam has his own Wikipedia page, Jeff?
What?
He has his own Wikipedia page. And I was reading it, and I fell in love all over again. So I love our man Adam Lee. I can't wait to go there and regale him with some of the things I have learned about him from his personal Wikipedia page.
Oh.
And all kidding aside, you know, one of the things about Adam that I think doesn't get talked about much, but when James Comey was fired, you know, Adam was the special agent in charge of the Richmond Field Division. Adam's name was on a very short list of people that were to be interviewed to replace Mr. Comey as director of the FBI. That is, that doesn't happen to just anybody. You don't get on a short list like that by, you know, being an anybody. You've really got to be an accomplished agent. Adam certainly was, and a great boss. And my man, I'm going to make good on my promise. I can't wait to come see you guys. We will enjoy a milkshake and something with probably a little stronger taste to it, if you know what I mean.
I love it. Jimmy, it is always a pleasure to have you with us, and I think I speak for all of us in the room when we say anyone but the Yankees.
Well, look, I live in a house full of Yankee fans, so that's typically my feeling. I saw a headline in The Onion the other day, Jeff, and it said, 95-year-old man fears that he's going to pass away before he sees his beloved Yankees win another 27 championships.
I love it. That is our friend Jimmy Galeano, retired supervisory special agent for the FBI. Jimmy, of course, is the go-to law enforcement expert on CNN. You see him all the time. What a thrill it is for us to have him here. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.